The Ford Motor Company and Bridgestone Firestone have settled a lawsuit filed by a Texas woman who was paralyzed when the treads on her tires came off, causing her Ford SUV to roll over. NPR's Jackie Northam is covering the case. What are the terms of the settlement?
Well, Bob, there's been no details about any financial amount either from Ford or Firestone. However, Donna Bailey's lawyers say it's enough to take care of her for the rest of her life. And also one lawyer said this is far in excess of anything they've ever heard of in an automotive liability settlement. This is the biggest one they've ever heard of. There are some interesting terms attached to the settlement. And one is there has to be a mandatory disclosure by both Ford and Firestone of any information they get that would be needed by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration for their ongoing investigation. And a second one is both companies must do physical inspections of Explorers and the Firestone tires in any of these tread separation rollovers. And the third and the most interesting really is that there has to be a videotaped apology and an acceptance of responsibility by three representatives from both companies.
Jury selection was to take place today in this case, so I guess this last-minute settlement's quite a surprise.
It is quite a surprise. It was settled over the weekend, right up until early this morning. Now, both Firestone and Ford did their own negotiations. It was a surprise in the sense that Donna Bailey had really stuck to her guns about this. She wanted the truth to come out. She wanted to go on principle rather than settlement and get everything out about, any information out about these tires and the Explorer. And I think that's where this videotaped apology comes in. But it wasn't a surprise in the sense that Ford has been very proactive over the past month in getting as many of these cases settled as possible. They've been really outgoing. They've been approaching lawyers saying, look, let's try and reach a settlement even before there's any trial date sets or motion in place and that. So in that sense, it wasn't surprising.
What is the plaintiff's story about this?
The plaintiff, this was a very high-profile case. She was a very active, outgoing woman, Donna Bailey. And in fact, when the accident happened, she was off for a weekend of rock climbing in one of the state parks in Texas. Now, her lawyer says she wasn't negligent in any way. She was strapped in. She was on a dry, flat road. And the tire, the tread on her Firestone tire separated, causing her Explorer to roll over. Her head got crunched into the roof of the car, and she became paralyzed from the neck down. She's a quadriplegic. So instead of having this very outgoing, active life, now she's in a wheelchair. She needs a ventilator to help her breathe, and she can't do anything. Her life has changed completely.
This is not the only lawsuit involving Ford SUVs and Firestone tires. What does this settlement mean for future lawsuits?
Well, this one was really, a lot of the lawyers and clients and their clients were watching this case very closely because this was the first one that was to go to trial, and it would have set the tone. Now, this one was worth $100 million. And if you can imagine, there's more than 200 cases pending against these two companies. So if this went ahead, if Donna Bailey won her case, $100 million, it could create massive problems for both of these companies.
How much is Ford's attempt to settle these suits quickly tied to its hope for brisk sales of its 2002 Explorers?
You talk to a lot of people in the industry, any of the analysts that deal with this sort of thing, and they say there is a direct link to that. I mean, it's good to try and settle these as fast as possible because their new 2002 Explorer is coming out in March. At the same time, Ford says that's not the case at all. We want to do as we've done right from the very beginning. We want to get this settled. We want to put it behind us. Now, the new 2002 has been completely redesigned. It shouldn't have the same problems, Ford says, as this last one did, which could have led to these rollovers. So it depends what side you want to listen to. There could be a bit of truth on both sides.
NPR's Jackie Northam.